Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 16, 5 to 15. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 16, the verses 5 to 15. But now I am going to him who sent me. None of you asks me, where are you going? Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. My theme for reflection is the Spirit who leads us from sorrow to truth. The Spirit who leads us from sorrow to truth. There is a particular kind of panic that comes when the person you rely upon most suddenly says, I am leaving. It could be a beloved teacher retiring, children leaving home, your best friend growing distant, or a spouse or lover with whom you have shared moments of deep tenderness and great emotional intensity suddenly walking away or threatening to do so. It may even be that terrifying moment when your phone battery drops to 2% during a long journey and you realize your entire sense of direction depends on Google Maps. Human beings do not naturally enjoy uncertainty. We like visible security, familiar voices, trusted companionship, and predictable routines. And that is precisely the emotional atmosphere surrounding John 16, 5 to 15. The disciples are deeply troubled because Jesus is preparing them for his departure. These words belong to what scholars call Jesus' farewell discourse. The shadow of the cross is already falling across Jerusalem. The disciples do not yet fully understand the crucifixion, resurrection, or Pentecost. All they know is that the one who has guided, taught, protected, and comforted them is speaking about leaving them behind. Their sorrow is understandable. Yet Jesus makes the astonishing claim, it is for your good that I am going away. That statement sounds almost unreasonable until Jesus begins speaking about the coming of the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit will not merely replace Jesus' physical presence. He will continue Christ's presence among believers everywhere and at all times. The Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin, guide believers into truth, and glorify Christ. In many parts of the modern church, there remains confusion about the Holy Spirit. Some hardly speak about him at all, while others reduce his work to emotional excitement, dramatic experiences, or spiritual spectacle. But in John 16, Jesus presents the Spirit's deepest work, not as entertainment, but transformation. The Spirit works quietly, yet powerfully within human hearts, exposing sin, revealing truth, nurturing holiness, and drawing people toward Christ. Jesus says the Spirit will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. This is profoundly relevant in our time, because we live in a culture highly skilled at explaining away moral responsibility. We blame systems, childhood wounds, politics, stress, or social conditions, and indeed many of these factors matter deeply. Yet beneath all these realities remains the stubborn truth of the human heart. We are capable of selfishness, pride, dishonesty, cruelty, and unbelief. The Holy Spirit lovingly but truthfully confronts us with ourselves, not to destroy us, but to heal us. Exodus 34:29-34 beautifully illuminates this passage. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, his face shone because he had been in God's presence. Yet he veiled that glory before the people. In Christ, however, the glory of God is no longer hidden behind a veil. Through the Holy Spirit, believers are gradually transformed by the living presence of God within them. The Spirit does not merely give information about God, He forms Christ within us. St. Augustine of Hippo once wrote, "The Holy Spirit is the bond of love between the Father and the Son. That same divine love now reaches into fragile human lives, drawing anxious, sinful, wounded people into communion with God." And perhaps that is the great comfort of this text. Jesus does not leave his disciples orphaned in confusion, nor does he leave us alone to navigate modern life by our own wisdom. The Spirit guides believers through grief, uncertainty, temptation, disappointment, and even doubt. Sometimes his guidance comes dramatically, but often it comes quietly through scripture, prayer, wise counsel, conviction, and the gradual shaping of character. The Spirit also glorifies Christ rather than himself. That is crucial today in an age obsessed with personalities, platforms, and self-promotion. The true work of the Spirit always points beyond human ego toward Christ, toward his truth, humility, compassion, holiness, and love. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, am I allowing the Holy Spirit to honestly confront areas of my life that needs transformation? Number two, am I seeking spiritual guidance primarily through God's truth or merely through my emotions and preferences? And now our practical exercise for the day. Spend 15 quiet minutes reading a portion of the Gospel slowly and prayerfully, asking the Holy Spirit not merely to inform your mind, but to shape your character. Then intentionally encourage or comfort one person who may be carrying hidden sorrow. Holy Spirit, Advocate and Spirit of Truth, thank you for not abandoning us in our weakness and confusion. Convict us where we have wandered from truth. Guide us when we are uncertain and transform us into the likeness of Christ. In a noisy and distracted world, teach us to listen carefully to your voice. Fill our hearts with wisdom, humility, courage, and peace, that our lives may glorify Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all.